This is Alec. This is Alec, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFM for Test Freeform Radio. This is California Basement. Enjoy. See you after the song. That was Digital Love by Daft Punk. Next, I have a classic. I was just listening to it on the way over here. It's just so good. Loyalty by Kendrick Lamar. Then, I don't know, there's just like a ton of stuff. I've been sitting on a lot of this for like a hot minute because I haven't been super present in WMFO on Wednesdays. I am here Fridays though. But yeah. Yeah, I've been a little neglectful, but that's okay, because you know what, I'm just so loyal to this station, and it's just so important to always be loyal, and I just want to leave that to resonate. That's just so important. Loyalty to WMFO, the most ethical club on campus.
I said I'm deep and I'm all I want tonight is just get higher. Girl, you look so good, it's to die for. Ooh, that good, it's to die for.
It's a secret society. All we ask is trust. All we got is love.
Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
Kenny them. My resume is real enough for two millenniums. A better way to make a way, stop defending them. I meditate and moderate all of my wins again. I'm hanging on the fence again, I'm always on your mind. I put my lyric and my lifeline on the line. And ain't no limit when I might shine, might grind. You rolling with it at the right time, right now.
Only for the dollar sign.
Bad girl, ripping now. Swear, leaving now. On your pulse, I can see the end. Gas on the, like it's premium. Cars on the, y'all in the fast lane, been a bad. Before any cash came, I'm established. Tryna carry some of my name, run Alice. I'm a natural, I'm a rich.
I'm a savage, I'm a I'm a king. Shimmy out, shimmy out, shimmy out, right? You can tell your he can meet me outside. Yeah. You can babysit him when I leave him outside. Ain't no other love like the one I know. I done been down so long, lost so. I done came down so hard, I slow. I done sleep forever, all I real won't.
I said I'm geek and I'm fired up. All I want tonight is just get high.
All I want is
loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
10-4, no switching sides. Feel something wrong. You acting shifty, you don't vibe with me no more. I need
loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
Tell me who you're loyal to. Is it money, is it fame, is it weed, is it drink? Is it coming down with the loud pipes in the rain? Big chillin' only for the power in your name. Tell me who you're loyal to. Is it love for the streets when the lights get dark? Is it unconditional when the robbery don't stop? Tell me when your loyalty is coming from the heart.
Tell me who you're loyal to. Do it start with your woman or your man? Do it end with your family and friends? Or your loyalty itself in defense? I said tell me who you're loyal to. Is it anybody that you would lie for? Anybody you would slide for? Anybody you would die for?
That's what
I said I'm geek and I'm fired up. All I want tonight is just get high.
All I want is
loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
10-4, no switching sides. Feel something wrong. You acting shifty, you don't vibe.
I
money. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
It's so hard to be humble. It's so hard to be.
Another day, baby. Okay, that was loyalty. Next. Okay, also, I can't keep talking between all of the- Okay, so I'm gonna let these next two play. Maybe next three, but next one is the song that was playing in the latest season, The Crown. And I just, like, love The Crown, like, kind of. I used to like it a lot more. It's still chill. Like, it's still, like, a good show. I just, like, have, like, other things to do, I feel. And I feel also, like, very... Okay, I've been really into, like, not, like, watching dramas and, like, stuff like that. Just because, like, I was, like, watching this... Oh my god, this is so much better than therapy. I was watching this, like, TV show while in, like, a different state than this one right now. And it was just all, like, it was all the deaths was just so alarming. It was Grey's Anatomy, and I just, every single death literally felt like, the deepest death I've ever witnessed ever happen. Because it was the two episodes with the guy who comes in and starts just, like, you know, just, he's, like, angry because, like, his wife died and blah, 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 blah. And I don't watch Grey's Anatomy, but I just so happened to watch it, this one time. And I was, like, wow, like, this is really stressful. And I watched both episodes of the two-parter. I was, like, wow, this is, like, literally, like, my worst nightmare. Oh my god, which is why I only watch comedies now. So, anyways, this is Fast Love by George Michael. Enjoy.
Yeah. I move like the sign, G in the line, real talk, something to say. My groove right, I might snatch up your wife, smoke like it's nothing made. Get out my way, talk if you wanna me, I'm a gonna push. I'm a hard act to follow, keep up your auto, move your feet, enjoy my sweet suave. Look at me, I'm so suave. I'm a smooth operator, no, I'm your favorite, but let me enjoy my sweet suave. Sorry that I'm so blasé. Why are you dancing like your name Shade? Hey, why you so worried about me? I said no, sir, not today.
I just came to dance, want to move.
Enough for me to go around. I don't bite. Oh, me? You already know it is. And to be honest, all I really wanna do is take you to the
bridge.
Yeah. Yeah, those were, I just get so impatient. I'm sorry. Like, that was, yeah, Fast Love, George Michael, La Di Da, The Internet, and then Gotta Give Me Your Love by Satine. Next, I have, a couple songs. One of them's more for vibes, which I also just might, like, be impatient with. But the other one is an MIA song that I've been really liking recently. It's from her, like, later stuff. Like, I've really, like, listened to, like, her earlier stuff. Like, her first two albums, which are really good. And, I mean, as time's gone, we know what MIA has been saying. But, first off, vaccinated. Second of all, I have been listening to a couple of recent singles, and they're quite good, actually. So, here's a recent rip off her album, Maya. And then after that, I'm gonna play a couple of songs. Yeah, and then I'm excited. There's a cover that I'm very excited to play. So yeah, I'll just let everything speak for itself. So this is XXXO by MIA. Okay, that was a ton of songs. That was XXXO by MAA, No Nine by One Tablespoon, Oral, Bjork and Rosalia, Last Christmas, Coco and Clara Clara. I just want to ask, like, do you ever, like, watch someone's Instagram progressively become, like, more annoying? And I'm not talking about anyone, like, I know. I'm talking about, like, a grown man. You know, like, just, like, I'm not talking about anyone, like, here. I'm just talking about, like, in general. Do you know, like, that feeling that you get when you're on the other side and then you're just like, wow, like, wow, that happened. Anyways, next I have this really, really fun song. It's from Saltburn, which I haven't seen yet, and I really want to. But yeah, like, it's super chill. It's a super chill song. I might get up and dance to this. And then there's another song that I might get up and move to too. I might get up and move. Okay, anyways. And then I have, okay, and then after that, I don't know if I'll play this like all in a row, but I do have this one Madonna song. Cause you know I had to. And it was deemed one of the worst songs ever. And I really do just like want to play it. I just like think that would be really funny. Cause low key I had been listening to that song and I just been like, interesting. Cause also, okay, it comes from like an album that like, it's just like such an interesting album for like, I mean, she wasn't like really do like, okay. From what I gathered, the album, which yeah, I'll spoil it. The album is American Life. The song's also American Life, so who cares? But the album, like, when she released it, it was supposed to be, like this, like, commentary on, like, America and, like, the American dream. And it was released in 2003, and it was, like, very much, like, a post-9/11 deal, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then, basically, like... Ooh, no, that's not what I wanted. And then, basically, like... Like, when I was, like, looking at reviews for it, it was just, like, this album is just so much more about herself than, like, any, like, actual political issue she wants to tackle. I was, like, wow, that sucks. That's just, like, such, like, a waste. Because it's, like, you have the star who's just, like, so huge. I mean, honestly, I guess no one's bigger than Taylor Swift right now. Like, I mean, like, there's, like, a point in time when I was trying to be, like, there have actually been, like, I mean, like, because... There, I mean, she's the only artist like that right now, but, like, there genuinely has been, like, such, like, fervor for an artist for, like, a hot minute. Like, not in the way that, like, you know, Taylor's been seeing it. Because you got, I mean, like, just, like, the obvious examples, Michael Jackson, Madonna, blah, 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 blah. Anyways, Britney, like, but, yeah, I mean, in terms of Madonna and that fervor, I feel like, yeah, there's just such an ample opportunity here when you're a star with that big of an audience to release something that, like, actually weighs political importance, which is a debate that's happening right now, in other aspects. And I do think that, it sucks that that was just, like, a waste. It sucks that that was just, like, I don't know, like, it just makes me so sad. It's such a wasted opportunity, and it led to one of her worst singles being released. Let me genuinely find that, honestly, wait, American Life, blah, blah, oh, well, of course, if I command F American Life, it's literally gonna, but this, the album itself is described as, like, folktronica and experimental pop, which is, like, interesting, I guess, and wait, let me... Critical reception. American Life met with generally negative reception from critics. It contains the possibly the worst white girl rap of all time. An admirably gutsy lead single for an album that would effectively end Madonna's reign in the U.S. pop charts. Which, actually, like, I didn't even think about it. It's, like, low-key true. Because, like, the only thing after that was, like, Oh my god, no way. Hey Capri. Because the only thing that she really had after that on the charts was, what's it called? She had like two songs. Anyways, I'm gonna play the songs now. Okay, bye.
It's murder on the dance floor. But you better not kill the groove, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know about your.
Give me a little fire, give me a little flame, yeah, give me a relax. trouble, cause they come in straight out the jungle. Broke up is broke up is broke up.
We come through, we sing in them bundles.
Don't make it turn into trouble, cause we come in straight out the jungle.
Will it get me far? Should I lose some weight? Am I gonna be a star?
Pausing this. Remember, this was deemed one of the worst songs that has ever come out. Okay, I'm gonna let it play.
And you know I'm satisfied. I drive my Mini Cooper and I'm feeling super duper. You, they tell me I'm a trooper and you know I'm satisfied. I do yoga and Pilates and the room is full of hotties. So I'm checking out the bodies and you know I'm satisfied. I'm digging on the isotopes, this metaphysics is dope. And if all this can give me hope, you know I'm satisfied. I got a lawyer and a manager, an agent and a chef. Three nannies, an assistant and a driver and a jet. A trainer and a butler and a bodyguard of five. A gardener and a stylist, do you think I'm satisfied? Like to express my extreme point of view. I'm not a Christian and I'm not a Jew. I'm just living out the American dream, and I just realized that nothing is what it seems.
Okay, honestly, I think my ears have adjusted to the white girl rap. Anyway, oh my god, I need to do PSA. Next couple songs are Eve Tumor, Freak, by Feeble Little Horse, and then a Sky Ferreira song. But in the meantime, let me just do a PSA real quick. I always end up doing a horrible one. I guess we'll just do this one. Okay. Babies were born to be breastfed. It's the best possible source of nutrition for newborn humans. So recent studies show that you can lower your child's risk for respiratory illnesses and even hospitalizations for illnesses like pneumonia by breastfeeding exclusively for 6 months. Among the many other benefits, breastfeeding nurtures the parent-baby bond, is environmentally friendly, cost-effective, and can help prevent postpartum depression. For more information, talk to your healthcare provider. A public service message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at WMFO and MedForTest Educational Radio. Okay. Let's do... Okay. Shouldn't we eat two more? Shan't we? Okay. Bye.
Tea.